Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Look again in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. We'll read into the context here so you know what's going on. You're probably familiar with Isaiah 53, that it has to do with the humiliation and sufferings of Christ. In verse 3, right in the middle, it says, "We hid, as it were, our faces from him." But let's read into the context. The Bible says, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Now verse 3 says, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Now go back to the middle of verse 3. "We hid, as it were, our faces from him." You know, when you meet the Lord face to face, like the spectators at his crucifixion, you're going to hide your face. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:3 that we hid our faces from him. At some point in your life, you're going to hide your face. Now, there are several things that men use to hide themselves. We're going to talk about those today. First of all, you'll hide your face behind a mask. That's a disguise. The Bible calls that hypocrisy. Hypocrisy was the hiding place for the Pharisees. When Jesus saw the Pharisees, he said, "You know what? Your outward appearance is beautiful, but inwardly, you are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." Now, the Pharisees were quite something. All of their trappings gave people that saw them some indication that they really were holy people. They had long robes. They had something called phylacteries between on their foreheads and on their hands. A phylactery is a little box containing scripture. Now, those scriptures would give people the indication or the reason to believe that these men that dressed this way were holy men. In other words, today when you see a priest, for instance, dressed in his vestments, you get the idea. Now, this is a holy man. And I mean, they even give them titles like rabbi and father, master and imam, and those kinds of names, or cardinal and pope and all those kinds of names. And truly, the truth of the matter is, the Lord said, when it comes to religious titles, he said, "Call no man on earth your father, for one is your father which is in heaven, neither be called master or rabbi." And the reason is that the Lord is the teacher. But these guys put this mask on. They're hiding themselves behind a mask. And the reason is that they are truly not as holy as they want you to believe. It's called hypocrisy. The truth of the matter is, they know that they are not as holy as they pretend to be. They want to be. They project that image because it makes other people feel good. It gives other people confidence that these men are really capable of doing something to be a help. But the truth of the matter is, they are just men. And what they're doing in their religious garb, what they're doing in their disguise, is that they're hiding. They're hiding their uncleanness. They're hiding their death. Okay? Now, for instance, when children dress up at Halloween, they put on masks and they put on disguises. And you look, see the little person there, you realize you're dealing with a child, but you can't make out any distinction because they're hiding behind a mask. Well, that's the same way that it is for people when it comes to facing the Lord Jesus Christ. They put on something, a disguise, to hide themselves and their true nature from Him, and really believe that the Lord should be impressed with their costume, with their disguise. Now, unfortunately, you have a lot of men that are posing today to be God's men. And so you read about the scandals, and you read about the greed, and you read about the immorality, and you go, this is shocking. Well, what's shocking, it shouldn't be so shocking to you. What they've been doing is they've been hiding their hypocrisy. They have been hiding behind a mask. Now, it fooled you. It fooled the other people who they took advantage of, but it never fooled God. Because God can see through the disguise. That's the way the Lord Jesus Christ dealt with the Pharisees. He said, you are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. He called them vipers and serpents and adulterers. You see, he called them blind guides and hypocrites. He knew that they were wearing a disguise, and it didn't fool him. You cannot fool God with your disguise. It's just impossible. Men are fooled, but God is not fooled. You cannot fool God with your disguise. You see, if the Pharisees had everybody else fooled, they never had the Lord fooled. And when he pointed out their hypocrisy, they killed him. Obviously, it was something determined by God that Jesus should die, because 3 days later he rose from the dead, and anything they intended to do by destroying him backfired on them completely. Now, at some point in your life, you're going to hide your face behind a mask. You are going to pretend to be a better person than you really are. And that's hypocrisy, and it doesn't work with God. Here's another one. You will hide your face in a crowd. I'll call that humanism. That saying, everybody does this, is the human justification for sin. The way of destruction, the Bible says, is a broad way. Jesus says, many there be which go in thereat. So as long as everyone else is doing it, whatever it is you're hiding in, you feel protected. But let me tell you something. While you may get lost in a crowd, you're not going to ever be lost from God. God can pick you out of a crowd. I remember when I was a little child, and we traveled out west to go to Knott's Berry Farm on the way to the Seattle World's Fair. While we're at Knott's Berry Farm, the place was very crowded, and so I held on to my father's pant leg, and that way I wouldn't get lost in this particular area where there were a lot of booths, I remember. I wouldn't get separated. So something happened. And in a brief moment, I was so enamored by, or so taken by, something that I saw. I must have let go of my father's pant leg and then in short order grabbed it again. But the truth is, by the time I grabbed it again, I looked up and the person now that I was following wasn't my father at all. I was latched on to somebody else. I think we had discussed a rendezvous point, and it was some sort of a, you know, lost and found for kids place. Somehow or another, I made my way back to that. I don't know if I asked the person I was holding on to. I was too young to really remember. But I do remember distinctly being separated from my father and going back over to that place and my father calling out, perhaps on a loudspeaker, a PA of some sort. Anyway, we got reconnected, obviously. But you know what? For a period of time, I was lost in a crowd. Listen, when you use the justification for sin in your life, everybody does this. You know what you've done? You have hid yourself in a crowd, and you have gone the way of destruction. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she said, well, you know, I've talked to a bunch of Christians about this, and half of the Christians say that what I'm doing is okay. You know what that is? Lost in a crowd, hiding in a crowd. In other words, I have a conscience that says what I'm doing is not right, and so I've gone to a number of other people in order to find some justification for the sin that I'm committing. And I have found now enough people that have given me justification for this sin that I can now do it without affecting my conscience the way that it used to, because there are a lot of people that do this. I'm lost in a crowd. That's why, you know, we've had to be so careful with immorality. Adultery now is so commonplace, and homosexuality is so commonplace, and smoking marijuana is legalized in certain states and so commonplace. The crowd, see, what's happened is the crowd is larger, and people are now lost in the crowd and find that what they're doing is acceptable. 70 years ago, it wasn't so. People had to hide in a closet, they used to say. All right, but now what they're doing is they come out of the closet and they're hiding in a crowd. And may I tell you something? Listen, God can pick you out of a crowd. You cannot hide from God. Listen, He has the very hairs of your head numbered. Do you understand that? If He has the hairs of your head numbered, and there's not a sparrow that can fall to the ground without the Father knowing it, but let me tell you something. You can't hide. You can't do it. You're going to try. You're going to try to hide behind a mask in your disguise of hypocrisy, and you're going to try to hide in a crowd of humanism. But it won't work with God. It only works with men. You might escape the law in a crowd, but you're not going to escape God. The Bible says we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. Now listen, at some point you're going to face up, and when you do, you're going to hide. You'll hide your face behind a mask. You'll hide your face in a crowd. You'll hide your face behind a veil. That's denial, pretending that He isn't real, that there is no God. You know, you read somebody like Richard Dawkins, and you say, well, I read him, and the probability that God exists is less than the probability that the universe occurred by the science of natural processes, so I'm going to go along with Dawkins. You know what you're doing? You've hid behind a veil. You're pretending that God isn't real. Now listen, when we were young parents, we used to play a game called Peepie with our kids. I don't know what you called it. That's what we called it. And what we'd do, we'd hold our hands in front of our eyes or in front of their eyes, and then we'd remove them real quickly, and we'd say, Peepie. And the kids would smile and laugh. That's what it was all about. It's for a little child's game in order to get them to laugh. But you know what would happen after a period of time? At some point, you know what they would do? They would hide their eyes with their own hands. And then they would say this, you can't see me. Did you? And we get the picture here. We get the picture. You may not be thinking what I've said. They put their hands, I'm talking about our children, put their hands over their eyes. Now they can't see us, right? Okay, but what they would say is, you can't see me. Now you know what you've done? You have put your hands, okay? You have put your hands over your eyes, and you have said to the Lord, you can't see me. Because, you know what? Because you can't see Him, see? You can't see Him, and you think, well, if I can't see Him, then He can't see me. And so you say, it's you that cannot see Him, but you're saying, you can't see me. And that's what you do with God. That's what you do with evolution. That's what you do when you go out of church so that you don't have anything to do with the Lord. Let me tell you something. You got to get this. You got to get this. It was a child's game called Peepie. And today it's an adult game called evolution. Today it's an adult game called education. Today it's an adult game called science. You see? Or philosophy. You got to be careful with this. You think because you can't see Him that you have somehow successfully made Him go away. You're just playing a child's game. That's all you're doing. He didn't go anywhere. You're the one hiding. And you have hid yourself behind a veil, behind your own little childish hands, thinking that by your denial you have suddenly removed God from the picture so that there'll never be an opportunity for you to stand before Him face to face. And you're wrong. One of these days you're going to face God, and you're going to hide your face behind a mask of hypocrisy, or a mask of a crowd, or in a crowd, or behind a veil. But let me tell you something else. At some point in your life, you're going to hide your face, perhaps by running away. By running away. That's motivated by guilt. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, they hid from God. Why? Because they knew they were naked. And in order to hide their nakedness, they covered themselves with the religious garb of self-righteousness. They clothed themselves with fig leaves. And may I tell you something? Religion, self-righteousness, never removes the stain of sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can do that. You're not going to run away from God in your guilt and somehow or another ever run fast enough or far enough to get away from Him. You cannot outrun God. There's no place in the universe where you can hide when you run away. David said in Psalm 139, there's no place. There's no place. I will run and hide. I'll try to get away from God. I'm a guilty person. I don't want to feel this guilt anymore. I don't want to have to face God at a judgment. I'm going to run. You know, when drug addicts finally get so strung out, they start stealing from mom and dad, and they're about to get caught, they run. When they've disappointed their girlfriend one more time, or their spouse, or their children, they run. They hide. They stay away for days, and then they resurface again. David said in Psalm 139, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. You know what he said all that for? All of that was in response to a question he asked in verse 7 of Psalm 139. He said, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? And you know what the conclusion was? Nowhere. I'm the nowhere man. There's no place to hide. But you run anyway. Just like the drug addicts do, just like the children do when they run away from home. But in God's case, you cannot outrun him and you cannot hide from him. And you have to go back and analyze, why did I run in the first place? And you're going to find out it was because of guilt. And when you run from God as a result of guilt, the guilt is a prick to your conscience that lets you know you have done something wrong. And running and hiding is not the answer. Let me give you one more. At some point in your life, you're going to hide your face. Some hide behind a mask. Some in a crowd, some behind a veil, some by running away, some in your hands. You'll hide your face in your hands. What's that for? Shame and grief. You got caught. That's what happened. You got caught. There's remorse. Anytime a person finally comes to the realization of his guilt before Almighty God, you know what he does? He does the same thing Job did. He'll say, I am vile. I abhor myself. And then he'll confess in his shame that Jesus is Lord. That's what the devil's going to do. Everybody's going to confess. And in Philippians chapter 2, the name of Jesus is above every name, and every knee's going to bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. The devil is going to bow to the Lord Jesus Christ and confess that he is Lord. He won't confess that now, but he will. In the future. And let me tell you something. There's going to come a time. You are going to really and truly come face to face with Jesus Christ. You're going to be caught. And you're going to hang your head in shame and grief. Reading the story of a drug addict who disappointed his parents by failing, by stealing, by drug addiction. When he got caught and... he was hauled away by the police. He hid his face in his hands. He hung his head in shame and grief. And that's what you're going to do. Listen, you can hide your face behind a mask and impress everybody with your hypocrisy. You can hide your face in a crowd and justify your sin by the fact that many other people do what you're doing. You can hide your face behind a veil and deny that God exists. You can hide your face by running away to leave the presence of anything holy that reminds you of the guilt of your sin. You can hide your face in your hands and weep remorsefully. But may I tell you something? You cannot hide from God. You can't. You are going to face God Almighty one day at your judgment, and without the blood of Jesus Christ to cover you, you will wind up in hell. And may I tell you something? You can take off the mask today, because he already knows what you're like. He sees your heart better than you do. Your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. You can take your mask off today. He already knew the Pharisees were fake. He knew that. He knows, Mr. Preacher Man, that you've been hiding behind the disguise of your self-righteousness in front of your people. And he knows that you have a wicked heart, and that you have temptations to do things that are scandalous. And let me tell you something, as long as you pretend to be Mr. Preacher Man and you don't face God and remove that mask, one of these days you're going to commit that scandal. Now, I wouldn't say that you need to stand in front of your folks. If it's something going on in your heart and mind, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to stand before God and get that stinking mask off your face and deal with him truthfully. He'll change your heart. Listen, you need to take the mask off. Hey, sinner, you need to come out of the crowd. It doesn't make any difference if the whole world decides that what you're doing is okay. If God said it's not, the whole world is wrong and God is right. And you need to come away from the crowd. You need to find that straight gate, that narrow way. And you need to separate yourself from the crowd, and you need to face God and face your sin and face this in reality. God's already picked you out of the crowd. He already numbered your hairs. You just need to face him, get away from the crowd, and say, look, it doesn't make any difference, Lord. If the whole world is against you, I'm for you, and I'm coming clean. One of the old reformers heard from somebody, because he was such a staunch preacher, they said, the whole world is against you. He said, well, good, then I'm against the whole world. That's where you need to be. Listen, you need to come out from behind that mask. You need to get out of that crowd. You need to get out from behind that veil of denial. Listen, Richard Dawkins is not going to be standing next to you at your judgment. When you're looking around for the support of the guy that convinced you that God wasn't real, you're going to be looking to your right hand. You'll be looking to your left hand. You're not going to see him. He's not going to be there. No, you're going to be standing before God face to face on your own. And you're going to see God Almighty in all of his glory, and you're going to see him as the creator, and you're going to know instantly that he did all that the Bible says that he did, and you're going to look at him, and then you're going to look left and right, and you're not going to find anybody else there with you, and you're going to have to say, you know what, I was wrong. That's absolutely right. I was, and you were, wrong. Your evolution, your science, your education, your philosophy, your religion, whatever veil you've got, I'm going to tell you something, will not, God will strip that veil away, will not hold up at your judgment. Listen, you can run, but you can't hide. You just get away from hiding by running away, okay? They always catch the bad guy, always. They always find him, always. And God already knows where you are. You know he's got something better than GPS. You don't have to worry about your phone being all like bugged by the NSA. You don't have to worry about all that. He knows where you are. He knows where you are right now. He knows what you're thinking. He knows your heart. And let me tell you something. He recognizes that you know you're guilty, and he's ready to forgive you. Now, listen, if you want to hide your face in your hands for a moment in shame and grief over the condition of your soul, well, amen. But may I tell you something? You're going to need to look up and face Jesus Christ today and humble yourself to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then you will never have to hide again. Do you understand me? Aren't you tired of hiding? If you will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will never have to hide again, ever. No, because you won't, you know why? You will be underneath the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God won't be able to see your sin. And you won't have to pretend to anybody, because you'll be accepted in the Beloved. In other words, all that God knows about you, He can tell right now. He told that woman at the well, he said, I know you don't have a husband. You've had five, and the man you have right now is not your husband. He knew that. He knew that when they lowered that fellow down with the palsy, that the cause of his palsy was sin. That's why he told him, your sins are forgiven. And then he healed him. Do you understand? God knows everything you've done and loves you in spite of it and is willing to save your soul right now if you'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Right now. But you got to quit hiding. You got to quit pretending. You got to quit losing yourself in the crowd and denying the Lord and running away and hiding your hand in shame. Look, just get your face up there face to face with the Lord. Deal with him truthfully. Deal with him honestly. Deal with him openly. Deal with him scripturally. And quit worrying about how you have to impress others and what the rest of the folks are doing and how you got into the shape you're in and the distance you've run. Stop running. Stop hiding. And turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, in the Bible here, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53, we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised. We esteemed him not. But he bore our griefs, carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Won't you trust him? Won't you take him? Listen, he did all this for you. And you need him. And he wants you. And he already knows you. And your disguise and your hiding is no good. Not to him. The only person being hurt by it is you. Please, please come clean with the Lord today. You're going to face him at the judgment anyway. Why not face him today? Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb and have the stain of sin removed from your soul forever and ever and ever. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.